وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، الله عز وجل سر وذكر، فإن ذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Remind for the reminder benefit the believer. When the believer is reminded, he benefits. Unlike the disbeliever, وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ. And this reminder today is about the importance of tawbah, the meaning and the ruling and the virtue of repentance. The virtue and the benefit of repentance. التوبة إلى الله, to turn in repentance to Allah Azza wa Jal. The meaning of it is someone to return from sinning to Allah's obedience subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's going to be when the person stop the sin for the sake of Allah and feel regret and remorse and feel bad committing the sin and determine that he or she will never go back to that sin. And if it is related to the right of a human to return their rights back, or at least to ask them forgiveness. This is the summary of the meaning of repentance. And turning in repentance to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and stopping sinning is a mandatory on every human. For every human has shortcoming. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in his Quran, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, and turn in repentance to Allah, جَمِيعًا, all of you, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, all you believers, all you believers, turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so you may be successful, so you may be successful, you may succeed in this life in the hereafter. In this verse, Allah addressed all the believers, not some of them, rather all of them. جميعاً, Allah said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, oh, you who have believed, توبوا إلى الله, turn in repentance to Allah. جميعاً, all of you, what's the benefit of doing so? لعلكم تفلحون, so you may be successful. فعلق عز وجل الفلاح بالتوبة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected and restricted the success to the repentance. So the more you turn in repentance to Allah, the more you attain and you achieve the success in both lives. So in this verse, that turning in repentance to Allah and stopping the sin and feeling bad about committing it and deciding not to commit it again is a mandatory. It's not an optional person does when he or she wills. Rather, is a mandatory because Allah commanded it. And the origin, the rule, the commands of Allah, the orders of Allah are mandatory. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ila Allah, tawbatan nasuha, oh you who believe, turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbah, repentance. Nasuhan, which sincere repentance. So Allah command us subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn in repentance to him. If Allah addressed the believers to turn in repentance to him, all of them, the righteous among them and the weak among them, how about the disbelievers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah, Azza wa Jal, he generalized to all his servants, all of them, to turn in repentance to him, regardless their mistake, regardless how evil they did. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. Allah says, O my servants, who transgress عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ themselves. They transgress against themselves. They go over the limit. They cross the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Despair not from the mercy of Allah. Do not lose hope in Allah's mercy, regardless how major, how evil, how filthy the sin you commit is. Why? إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. For indeed Allah forgives الذنوب, the sin جميعا, all of it. Allah forgives the sin, all of it. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. For indeed Allah is the oft forgiving, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, whoever turned in repentance to him after transgression and oppression, that he subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That's what's required. To turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, in your heart, to remorse, and to decide not to commit that sin again, to feel bad about doing that. And al-istislam, to submit to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Someone who doing the sin, they repent truthfully. He is smoking, and he's saying he is repenting from smoking. He is not truthful. He must stop it, smoking, for instance. And if he stop it, but he has a desire, he loves, he determined to go back to it, that's not repentance. He has to determine he will never go back to it. It may happen, but at the time of repentance, he must make that decision. And also, he has to feel bad about committing that sin. He wish he would never commit it. He feel bad about that. And if it relates the right of a human to return their rights back. So, in this ayah, Allah called all his servants. All, ya ibadi, all my slaves, all my servants. And everyone is a servant of Allah. In kullu man fi samawati wal ardi illa ati ar-Rahmani abda. Everyone in the heaven and the earth will come to Allah as a slave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal command every one of us to turn in repentance to him. No exception. Never think you are not being commanded to turn in repentance to sin, to Allah. Never think you are not those who are being addressed to turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never think you perfected yourself. You have no sin to repent from it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the worst sin to commit. Disobeying Allah is evil, and it is the only thing which leads to hellfire. Sinning is what leads to hellfire, nothing else. Leads someone to go to hellfire but sin. But the sin is different. There are three types of sin, which is the worst. The worst of it is disbelief, is idol worshiping, is atheism, Christianity, hypocrisy, any kind of disbelief. That's the worst sin to commit, wal-iyadu billah. And the second worst sin is to kill innocent soul. To kill innocent soul without haq, without right. And the third worst sin is to commit zina, fornication, or adultery, wal-iyadu billah. Allah mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala that those righteous slaves, they don't commit. Ibadur Rahman, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. They don't call besides Allah other God. They never call other than Allah. They don't call Jesus, or they don't call a prophet. They don't call Prophet Isa alayhi salam, or Prophet Muhammad, or any other prophet. They don't call angels, Jibreel or anyone else. They don't call companions like Ali and Hassan and Hussein. They don't call righteous mashayikh and saints. They don't call anyone but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر. ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. Do not kill the soul that Allah forbade to kill without haq, without right. ولا يزنون, and they don't commit zina. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامَ. Whoever does that, he's going to encounter athama. Some of the people of Nala said he's a valley in hellfire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person's punishment will be multiplied on the day of judgment. Too much severe torture and punishment for committing those major sin, one of those major sin or all of it. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا. Be humiliated in there. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except the one who turned repentance to Allah and believe and do righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Such Allah replaced their evil deeds with good deeds. Those who repent from those sins, after they were disbelievers, idol worshippers, pagans, hypocrites, after they were mushrikeen, they were disbelievers, they believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. After they kill innocent soul, they turn in repentance to Allah and corrected the mistake. After they commit zina, they return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and correct the mistake. Those people, Allah will replace their evil deeds, which they did in the past, with good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, he called everyone to turn in repentance to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَبْسُطُ يَدَّهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُصِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَّهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُصِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal stretched his hands in the night to turn in repentance to him, the one who commits sin in the day. And he subhanahu stretched his hands in that day to turn in repentance to him, the one who commits sin in the night, until the sun rises from its west. Until sun rises from the west, every night, every day, Allah's hand subhanahu wa ta'ala is out there, is Azza wa Jal. So whoever turns in repentance to him, to repent to him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qal, inna Allah yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir. Allah accepts the repentance of the slave as long as the soul doesn't reach the throat. As long as the soul doesn't reach the throat, Allah accepts the one's repentance. So never think it's too late to turn in repentance to Allah as long as you are not in a state of death. So turning in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a mandatory. Rather, Allah said in His Quran, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And those who don't repent, indeed they are the oppressors. They are injustices. They are the zalimun, those who don't repent. So as long as the person remains in committing the sin, not repenting from it, he is in a state of dhulm. He is in a state of dhulm. Therefore, it's not allowed to delay the repentance. To say, I'm going to repent when I do such and such, when I reach that age, when so and so happened. Nothing of that is justification for delaying the sin, because not repenting from the sin itself is another sin. Therefore, a believer tries his best, her best, to turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What helps somebody to turn in repentance to Allah is to know without sin, Allah, you will get Allah's mercy, you enter Jannah. You will have full life full of joy in the grave life, every morning, every evening, in the grave life, and in the hereafter is bigger. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha mata ahadukum, urida alayhi maq'aduhu bil ghadati wal ashi. In kana min ahli jannah fa min ahli jannah, wa in kana min ahli nar fa min ahli nar. Yuqalu law hadha maq'aduka hatta yab'athaka Allahu yawm al-qiyamah," kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith collected by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ أَحَدُكُمْ, is one of you dies, his place in the Jannah or his place in hellfire is present to him every morning, every evening. Every morning, every evening. His place in Jannah or his place in hellfire is exposed to him. He sees it. It will be said, this is your place until Allah raises you on the day of judgment. So in this authentic hadith, those people who are in grave, whether they are good or bad, every day, every morning, every evening, they receive some of what they deserve. If they were righteous, they see the Jannah and what's waiting them of good life, a place full of joy and happiness, no sickness, no worry, no grief, no oppression, no illnesses, no whatsoever of problems, rather a place full of joy. And if they were not from the people of Jannah, they are being shown every morning, every evening, their place in hellfire. Those you have seen in the grave around you, everywhere you go, remember that. Allah said in His Quran, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. The Pharaoh and his people will be present, are being present to the hellfire in the morning and the evening. And in the day that the day of judgment established, they will be said, means to the angels, enter, means the people of Pharaoh and Pharaoh himself, to the worst of punishment. So in this verse, that the Pharaoh and his followers are being punished every morning, every evening, by showing them their destination, wal'iyadu billah. So a believer doesn't go to this difficulty in the grave, nor in the hereafter. The person doesn't go this hardship except with sin. So turning in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves you from hellfire. And if Allah saves you from hellfire, Allah admits you to His Jannah by His mercy. Allah admits you to His Jannah by His mercy. So committing, repenting from the sin is a means of safety from punishment in the hereafter, in the grave and the hereafter. Also, by turning in repentance to Allah and committing the sin, makes Allah loves you. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Indeed, Allah loves those who turn in repentance. Allah loves subhanahu wa ta'ala those who turn in repentance. Subhanallah. Think about that. That is a sin you're committing. You're backbiting people. You're making fun of them. You're making instigation. You're doing wrong to the people. You stop it for the sake of Allah. You are drinking something haram, smoking something haram, watching something haram, listening to something haram, eating something not lawful, and you leave it for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, a mandatory act of worship. You are not fulfilling. You start fulfilling for the sake of Allah. Praying the five prayers on time. Praying for the five prayers on time. Covering yourself properly. Maintaining the ties of kinship. Fulfilling the command of Allah for the sake of Allah. That's a means of attaining Allah's love, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah, azza wa jal, the owner of the life, the controller of Mars, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wahid, the one, the unique, Allah, who is subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only true God, tabaraka wa ta'ala, the true Lord, loves you. Who do you care about their love after Allah's love, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who it bother you? Allahu Akbar. You get that by turning in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Azza wa jal, inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Likewise, by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it purifies the hearts. It purifies the soul because the sin filthies the heart. And the repentance purifies the heart. Allah said in His Quran, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. Or the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to the believing man, يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, to lower their gaze, not to look at the haram, at the forbidden things. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and to protect their private parts. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. That is the most purification for them. That is the most purer for them. قال الشيخ سامي تيمية رحمه الله فجعل سبحانه غض البصر وحفظ الفرج هو أقوى تزكية للنفس. شيخ سامي تيمية said, Allah Almighty made lowering the gaze and protecting the private part is the strongest way of purification to the soul. Is the strongest way of purification for the soul. No other way is more stronger to purify your heart, to clean your heart from sin, then lower your gaze and protecting your private part. Avoiding zina, keeping your eyes, keeping your ears, keeping your heart, that is the strongest way to purify your heart from the sin. That's what Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said. فَجَعَلَ سُبْحَانَهُ غَضَّ الْبَصَرِ وَحِفْظَ الْفَرْجِ هُوَ أَقْوَى تَزْكِيَةٍ لِلنَّفْسِ أَقْوَى تَزْكِيَةٍ لِلنَّفْسِ. As Allah commanded the believing man to lower their gaze and to protect their private part, Allah likewise, He commanded the believing women, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. To the end of the verse. Therefore, a believer, when she repents from the sin, lower the gaze, protect the private part, avoid the means of shaitan, turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the strongest way to purify the soul. From Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, as collected by Imam Tirmidhi, bi sanadin sahih, Hassan or Shaykh al-Albani, the Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam said, Inna al-mu'mina idha adnaba dhanban, kanat nuktatun sawda'u fi qalbihi. فإن تاب ونزع واستغفر سقل منها وإن زاد زادت حتى يغلف بها قلبه فذلك الران الذي ذكر الله في كتابه كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. The messenger Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إن المؤمن إذا أذنب the believer when he commit a sin, ذنبا any sin, when a believer commit a sin, كانت نقطة سوداء في قلبه, there will be a black dot on his heart. فَإِنْ تَابَ, if he repents, وَنَزَّعَنْ إِسْتَابْ, وَاسْتَغْفَرْ, and ask Allah forgiveness, سَقَلَ مِنْهَا, become pure from it. وَإِنْ زَادَ, if he increase, means committing the sin, زَادَ, the black dot increases, حَتَّى يُغَلَّفَ بِهَا قَلْبُ, until his heart is covered with it. فَذَلِكَ الرَّان, that's the stain that Allah mentioned in his book, كَلَّا بَلْرَان عَلَى قُلُوبِهِ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِمُونَ, nay, what covered their heart is what they used to earn. What covered their heart is what they used to earn. In this hadith and many other hadith is a clear proof that the sin affects one's heart. When you commit a sin, there must be black dot on your heart. When you turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah accepts your repentance, that black dot is removed. Therefore, person continue obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, doing the righteous deeds, avoiding the sin, and if for sure, going back to Allah until the heart becomes pure, فَلَا تَضُرُّهُ فِتْنَةٌ مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. After that, no trial, no tribulation, no fitna by harm, the heart as long as the heaven and the earth exists, means forever, because of the purification of that person. On the other hand, when the person commits sin, again he commits sin, he reached a situation that whole heart is covered with that sin. After that, he's a disbeliever. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Therefore, the what purified the soul is returning in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the things which help somebody, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ta'ala, to make the tawbah is to make dua. Dua, the heart's in Allah's hand subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not how much you are strong, how much you are smart, how much knowledge you have, how old you are, the environment of life, and the like, who you belong to. Nothing of that rectifies one heart, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا مانع لما أعطى ولا معطي لما منع ولا ينفع ذا الجد من الله الجد عز وجل. Therefore, a person to make dua. Subhanallah, this great sahabi, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the best of the human being after the prophets and the messengers. The best of the human being after the prophets and the messengers is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. As collected by Imam Bukhari Muslim, Abu Bakr came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, علمني دعاء أدعو بها في صلاتي. قال قل اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. He said, Oh, the Messenger of Allah, teach me a supplication I make in my prayer. Teach me a supplication, a dua I make it in my salah, because the dua in prayer is the best dua, especially when in the state of sujood, prostration. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, He asked Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who loved him so much, to teach him a supplication. He make it in his salah. What Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ Say, means in your prayer, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, O my Lord, O Allah, I oppress myself. Dhulman kathiran, a lot of dhulm. A lot of dhulm. O Allah, I oppress myself. O Allah, I commit a sin, a lot of sin. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ دُنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ And none forgives but you. None forgives the sin but you. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِيمٍ Therefore, O Allah, forgive me forgiveness from you. وَارْحَمْنِي O Allah, have rahmah, have mercy upon me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Indeed, you are the oft forgiving, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. This great dua, supplication, Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded, taught his sahabi Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, affirm that Abu Bakr should say, O Allah, I did a lot of sin. O Allah, I oppressed myself. I did a lot of dhulm. And nobody forgives but you. Therefore, O Allah, forgive me and have mercy upon me because you are the forgiver and you are the merciful. Subhanallah, remember the dua of our parent, our first parent, our father Adam and our mother Hawa. When they disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, what they say, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Our Lord, we oppress ourselves. No justification for the sin. We commit a sin, we disobey you, Allah. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا And if you don't forgive us, O Allah, you don't have mercy upon us. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Surely, we're going to be from the losers. We're going to be from the losers. O Allah, if you don't forgive us and you don't have mercy upon us. So, to make dua, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, remember. Sisters, remember. The sin is two types. A sin you know you commit and a sin you don't know you commit. There are a sin you commit. And you even don't know it. You are not even aware of it. Whether it's related to the right of Allah or it's related to the right of man. You commit a sin and you don't know it. Let alone the sin, you know it. All that needs is repentance. I remind the brother, sister, when I give talk, what happened for me one day? Example that you commit sin and you don't know it. I was shopping from Walmart. And when I was about to exit, the person who is outside told me to give it to him the receipt to check. I showed. He said, "You have here in your receipt. You have two bags of water, but you have in the card here. You have three." I really was hard on me to accept what he's saying. I thought he was joking with me. Some of them. So he repeated, and he has the receipt. Still, I am resisting even to accept that because I checked two times, I remember. I checked two times. At that time, I remember. But then when I see he insisted on it, he's not joking anymore. I take the receipt from him, I see he was telling the truth. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. In the receipt that I buy two bags of water, and actually I am carrying three. Allahu a'lam, each one costs $6 or more or less. I don't remember now. The point is, I have to go back and pay the money. This is an example that you are oppressing the people. You take their right and you are not even aware of it. Therefore, a believer to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness azza wa jal. Also from what helps somebody to turn in repentance to Allah by the permission of Allah, istish'aru ni'amillahi alayk. وأن الرب عز وجل لا يستحق إلا الثناء والحمد تبارك وتعالى. To remember the blessings, the favors, the grace of Allah over you. And that Allah doesn't deserve to disobey Him. Rather, He subhanahu wa ta'ala has right to love Him, to remember Him, to magnify Him عز وجل, to obey Him. When you remember what Allah gave you of His blessings, Allahu Akbar. Just imagine to see things. how valuable it is to have eyes to see with, to express your feeling, to talk, to able to move, to be able to eat, to sleep, to have a family, to have a wealth, to have whatever you have of good. Allah subjected whole universe for you. You've been from the sun, from the tree, from the wind, from the oceans, from the water, from the mountain, from the birds, from the animal, from the human. You benefit. Allahu Akbar. Allah subjected. وَسَخَرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنُهُ. Subhanallah. Look your organs and how it function. Your kidney, your liver, your muscles, your Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look how great it is to be able to have oxygen, to receive oxygen. I never forget this, our brother, old brother, Rahimahullah, who used to be connected to the masjid. And last time he came to the masjid was Ramadan last year. Rahimahullah, he had COVID-19. I visited him one time in his house. He said, La ilaha illallah. He said, sometimes, rarely, he able to receive the natural oxygen. He said, a very short time, less than a second, very short time. He said he wish he continued receiving that natural oxygen because he using the machine. He using the machine. Wallahi, I don't forget that statement. Every time we are receiving the oxygen, Allahu Akbar, we breathing, even when we are eating, when we are walking, when we are talking, when we are sleeping. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who protected us from all these calamities. What people are going through, some of you cannot imagine. That Allah subhanahu doesn't he deserve subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember him, to obey him azza wa jal? Does he deserve subhanahu wa ta'ala to disobey him? La wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayru. Therefore, remembering Allah's favors, Allah's blessings, what Allah protect you, which you cannot even remember. You cannot even remember the blessings of Allah. You cannot remember all of the protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you. But at least to remember some of it. That helps to shy and to live off the sin for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also will help to turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remember that sinning is a punishment, is a pain. Sinning is a pain before hereafter. Because before grave life, before the day of judgment, wallahi in this worldly life, sinning is a pain. Is a pain itself. So to know that it's your thing, those who disobey Allah and drink alcohol and smoke and do this, do you think they really happy in their heart? La abadan. Some of they do that because what they go through of hardships, of pain. They want to make themselves forget about the pain they're going through. Allahu Akbar. While you find the believer who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who obeys Allah azza wa jal, who treats well the creation, even that person is poor, that person is sick, his heart is full of happiness and joy and smiling. Allahu Akbar. So, to remember that the sin itself is a punishment in this dunya. Also, it wastes your time. Subhanallah. The time you commit sin is gone. It never come back. It will never come back. You can never replace it. Even if you make tawbah, the best you can make it, that's for the future time. But as for the time you were committing sin, it already went off. So it's wasting the time. Also, it's wasting the wealth. It's wasting your money. Yeah, something costs money. As I mentioned, more than one of the brothers who was smoking. Akhi, how long you been smoking? He said, to be honest with you, about 10 years. How much you spend cigarette in a month? Say about $150 to $300. I say $150. Okay, 10 years. That's $18,000. $18,000, 10 years you spend. Think about if you would have used that money, Allahu Akbar, to take care of the orphan, to spend to the house of Allah, to help the needy, to use for your own benefits. So it's wasting money. It's wasting health. Many of the sins to commit, it leads to illnesses. How many people are suffering, wallahi, are in pain because of commit the sin. Because of the commit the sin, wal'iyadu billah. So the sin also takes away one's honor, one's dignity, it takes away. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. How many sisters, subhanallah, shaitan misguide him. She commits zina and she lost her honor. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ problems over problems. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ let alone if she had haram baby and she has to kill abortion, astaghfirullah, or she keep it, which she should do it, subhanallah. All this is the cause of the sin. So to avoid it. Also, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ some people, even they're sinning, as the hadith mentioned, takes them away from Islam. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ and person start about questioning about Islam. And wallah, it's because of the sin the person commit. He was practicing good Muslim, but the person deviate knowingly the path of Allah, become a friend of a kuffar, and that person, that time doesn't pass, person has questions about Islam itself. Wallah, it's nothing but the sin the person commit, as the hadith shows. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ So the ulama, they say, المعصيه بريد الكفر the معصيه it leads to the كفر also sinning will help somebody to avoid the sin by the permission of Allah it is remembering the situation of the grave those people in the grave are being punished every morning and every evening والعياذ بالله if they are not obedient to Allah تبارك وتعالى and Allah doesn't forgive them we ask Allah al-Karim to forgive us also remember the hereafter life, the day of judgment, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ either a group is going to be in Jannah or a group is going to be hellfire. There is nothing other than that. To remember that day is not a joke. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ the sin leads to hellfire. Also to remember from the thing which help that person to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great tool of repentance, is righteous companion. Is a good companion. Good companion. Be with the student of knowledge. With those people who learn their religion. Those who are trying to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be around them. Be a friend of them. Avoid the bad friends. Don't be by yourself. Don't be by yourself. Don't isolate yourself from the people. Have communication with the good people. It is really a great tool to turn and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also to avoid the status of shaitan. Don't follow the steps of shaitan. Many people, wallahi, they don't intend to commit a sin. But they take the footsteps of shaitan until they become in a situation they cannot control their evil soul and they commit the sin. How many individuals saying he didn't want wallahi to do haram, to commit zina, but he met this lady. This is not what he intended. And subhanAllah, he did haram. وَالْعِيَادُ بِالْإِتِّبَاعِ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ The foreigner, the stranger, don't make communication with him. Don't chat sister with a man, with a young man. Leave him alone. He's not your mahram. He's not your husband. Don't make communication with him. You need a marriage. It has a way to look for the marriage. Likewise, a brother, to avoid chatting with a woman, to remind one another the danger of this. Fi sabilillah. Fi sabilillah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for you getting married, you're going to get married. But don't look sick. Don't look for it in a wrong way. لَن تَمُوتَ نَفْسٌ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ No soul will die without completing its provision. Fear Allah and seek your provision in a good way. Fear Allah and seek your provision in a good way. Whatever Allah decree for you, wealth, marriage, whatever, children, you will get it. But don't look for it in a wrong way. Don't look for it, don't seek it in a wrong way. So to avoid the khutwati shaitan, don't open that link. Don't open that website. Don't listen to that music. Don't go to that place. Don't have communication with that individual. Those things need to be cut off. Otherwise, if you follow it, you may not be able to stay away. Therefore, Allah said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا Don't get close to the fornication. Allah didn't say, don't commit zina. Allah said, don't get close to. Because if you get close to, you may fall into it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Prophet Allah Azza wa Jalla said in Surah An-Nur, the Surah of Light, the Surah of Light, Surah An-Nur, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ Or you believe, follow not the food step of shaitan. فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Indeed, whoever followed the food step of shaitan, he only enjoyed the evil and the fahsha. So, to avoid the means of shaitan, this great Sahabi, Ka'b ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, who was from the three companions who didn't participate the battle of Tabuk, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the believer not to say salam to them. They were going through hardship. And while he was in a really very bad shape, because no Muslim is talking to him, he was boycotted. There, a king from the Arabs, Malik Ghassan, he wrote down a letter to him, telling him, we come to know what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion did to you. You don't deserve that. Join us. We are honoring you. He said when he received the letter from a king, tell him to leave Medina, to leave Islam, to join him, and he will honor. He said he realized this is another fitna. Right away, he burned it. Right away, he burned it to cut the means. Out of fear, if he leave the paper, the letter there, Shaitan may whisper unto him when he feel pain, when he feel difficult, and he will say, okay, relieve yourself, go there. So right away, he cut it. So to cut the means of fitna. If you have a music, cut the CD, destroy it, don't delay. If you have a communication with a bad person, destroy, cut it off, block it, cut the, get rid of it. Don't let Shaitan tell you, keep it, you'll be okay. So avoiding the means of Shaitan. Also, before the finally, what help bi'idhnillahi ta'ala to turn in repentance to Allah is al-mujahada, is trying, is striving. Yeah, it's trying. Some of the sin is deep in one's heart. Person was committing that long, or person desires so much. That need is more struggle. It needs a lot of effort. A lot of effort. Just like staying on your clothes. The deeper the it is in the clothes, the more you need to wash it using bleach, using chemical, using other material. I mean, and sometimes it's sufficient just to use a water, normal water, to wash it, that dirt. And sometimes it is not, based on how deep it is. Likewise, the sin needs mujahada. And Allah subhanahu promised. And he doesn't break a promise. Anyone who makes mujahada, fi sabilillah, Allah will help him. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those who strive hard in our cause, surely will guide them to our way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that. So strive. Don't say, I try. It didn't work for me. I always go back to the sin. I always never give up. Never give up. Never give up. You fell into the sin, turn in repentance to Allah. You fell back to the sin, turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدُ مِنْ عِبَادِي ذَنْبًا فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ ذَنْبًا فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ إلى آخر الحديث. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla said, one of my servants, one of my slaves commit a sin. And he noticed that he has Allah, he has a Lord, who hold the person into the account of the sin, and that forgives the sin. He asked Allah forgiveness, Allah forgave him. Again, he commit the sin. He realized, he noticed that he has Allah who punished someone because of the sin and forgives the sin. He asked Allah forgiveness, Allah forgave him. He commit the sin again. He remember, he noticed that he has Allah, Rabb, who punished the person by committing sin and forgives the sin. He asked Allah forgive him, Allah forgive him. Allah said, after that, do whatever you wish, I forgive you. Which means, as long whenever you commit a sin, you turn in repentance to Allah truly and sincerely. But then it happened, Shaitan misguide you, the evil soul overtakes you, you commit sin again. Again, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you sincerely. Allah will forgive. As long as you're doing that, Allah is giving, forgiving you. That means, never give up. Make mujahada. Try. Finally, sisters, barakallahu fikun, will help in Allah ta'ala to somebody to commit the sin by the permission of Allah is the person to remember. If he dies on that sin, you die while you smoking. You die while you're listening to the music. You die while you are not fulfilling the command of Allah. You die while you're eating, consuming haram, something unlawful. You die while you're backbiting. You die while you're neglecting the Fajr prayer. You die while you're showing your adornment. You die so and so. While you're boycotting your parents. While you're mistreating the people. You die in that situation. You're doing haram things. Think about that. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِمِ. Deeds are by the ending. You will be raised with the situation you die on. Some people, wallahi, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, they die while they commit a sin. There was in a Muslim land a driver and who was in the car listening to the music. A music was up and they have accident. They have accident. They dead all everybody. The police come. The ambulance come. The music is on. The music is on. They are dead. Think about what that person died on. Wallahi, on the other hand, you see someone who is in sujood, he died on the sujood. Allahu Akbar. You said somebody who was, he makes salah. Right after he makes salah, he died. He called people to La ilaha illallah. When he said the word La ilaha illallah, he died. And the like. إِنَّمَا الْعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِمِ. So remember, the sin you committing, you might die on it. How dangerous it is. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our soul. Allahumma aghfir dhunubana wa tahir qulubana wa hassin furujana. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizi dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر ذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لنا مغفرة من عندك وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما يحول بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصيبات الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعل الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا فيك. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.